咁啊，选读经文系取自以赛亚书第35章第1-10节。
Today's scripture reading is taken from Isaiah chapter 35, verses 1-10.
我哋一齐去读，先用中文读，用英文读出。
We'll first read this in unison, first in Chinese and then in English.
系以赛亚书第35章1-10节，我哋一齐去读。旷野和干旱之地必然欢喜。沙漠也必快乐，又像玫瑰开花，开花盛盛，满上花落，并且欢呼。黎巴嫩的荣耀，并加密和沙伦的荣华，他赐给他，人必看见耶和华的荣耀，我们的神的荣华。你们要使那软弱的手坚壮，无力的膝稳固，对胆怯的人说，你们要刚强，不要惧怕。看啊，你们的神必来报复，对地神大大的报应，他必来拯救你们。那时孩子的眼必睁开，聋子的耳必开通。那时瘸子也必跳跃像鹿，哑巴的舌头必能说唱。在旷野必有水发出，在沙漠必有河涌流。发干的沙要变为水池，干旱之地要变为泉源，在旱弱之处必有青草、芦苇和蒲草，在那里必有一条大道，称为圣路，污秽的人不得经过，他必使族民行走，行路的人虽愚昧也不至失迷。在那里必入有狮子，眼兽也不登这路，在那里都遇不见，只有属民在那里行走。并且耶和华救赎的民必归回，歌唱来到石安，永远必归到他们的头上，他们必得着欢喜快乐，忧愁叹息尽都逃避。
Isaiah chapter 35 verse 1. Let's read this together.The desert and the parched land will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom like the crocus. It will burst into bloom. It will rejoice greatly and shout for joy. The glory of Lebanon will be given to it. The splendor of Carmel and Sharon. They will see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God. Strengthen the feeble hands, steady the knees that give way.Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong, do not fear, your God will come. He will come with vengeance, with divine retribution, he will come to save you. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then will the lame leap like a deer, and the mute tongue shout for joy. Water will gush out forth in the wilderness and streams.In the desert. The burning sand will become a pool, the thirsty ground bubbling springs. In the haunts where jackals once lay, grass and reeds and papyrus will grow, and a highway will be there. It will be called the way of holiness. It will be for those who walk on that way. The unclean will not journey on it. Wicked fools will not go about on it.No lion will be there, nor any ravenous beast. They will not be found there, but only the redeemed will walk there. And those the Lord has rescued will return. They will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. God bless the reading and hearing of his word.
今日钱牧师都为我哋证道，题目系思乡第二集。
The title of Pastor Wilson's message today is Longing for Home Part 2.
今日有特别，钱牧师会喺网上为我哋讲道。
But today, please pardon the slight delay. He will be doing it remotely.
俾我哋5分钟嘅时间，我哋将啲工具我哋准备好。
So give us a couple of minutes as we transition, get him into the Zoom.
Can you say something?
Yeah, good morning. Can you hear me okay? Are things working on your end okay?
Yes.
Yeah. Great. Let's pray then. Oh, Father, we do ask for your help as we're doing something unusual, but thank you for the technology. We know in life there are many ups and downs and many things that happen to us that are unexpected. So we pray for your blessing as we've decided to try this sermon remotely, and we pray that your blessing be upon us. Help us now as we turn attentively to your word, and through the power of the Holy Spirit, seal these truths into our hearts. And help us to apply them into our lives. We ask that in the name of Jesus, amen. Well, I was asked to not come in as Daniela has COVID with symptoms.
COVID. 所以牧師要留在家中去, 照顧, 也都是要去, isolate.
And I do appreciate the committee of the COVID committee at church as well as the session as they seek to try to safeguard not only ourselves but the community with inundation of COVID and other sicknesses.
感謝弟兄姊妹在這麼短的時間都能夠去籌備、去幫忙、能夠將去我們繼續的一個崇拜，可以保障大家的健康。
And what we're trying to achieve is just following CDC guidelines.
因為我們都是要去繼續的,都是去跟隨這個CDC的規條。
And I know that's not easy to follow as they change constantly.
我知道呢，呢啲規條都係不斷嘅有改變。
But as far as we can tell, it's 5 days if to quarantine if you have COVID with symptoms or are in a situation where you're nearby, very nearby, someone with COVID with symptoms.
都係根據CDC嘅規條，就係話，若然你係感染到呢個新冠病毒嘅，係5日內你都唔可以，即係要去自己去一個，或者你係有好親密嘅去接觸呢個人嘅，都要需要去隔離5日。As
you, if you were here 2 weeks ago, you heard the first part of this message.
若然你係想 上个礼拜有听过的，同我们一起的，都有听过我们这个思乡的第一步。
And it's a wonderful passage for Advent, which means the coming of the Lord, the Messiah.
也都是说的就是说,这个经文说的就是说,这个弥赛亚的来临。
But that word coming means not only his first coming, which of course is how we celebrate Christmas, but also his second coming.
这个来临不单只是讲过是说他第一次的来临，就是说这个圣诞节，也都是他将来的第二次的来临。
And that's what this passage is talking about, a day when God is visibly present with us and irresistibly present.
也就是说我们今天早上在说，神是其实很清清楚楚的，大家都能够去看见的，也都是说无可否认的，它是存在。
Verses 1 and 2 tell us that, tell us a future hope for the believer.
就是说第一和第二节的很清楚地讲到,
that, those two verses are saying, verses 5 and 6, I made a mistake there, verses 5 and 6, all evil, all corruption, everything that's bad or wrong will be ended, will be put away.
他要讲到就说所有的东西,不好的东西,仇敌的所有的东西都会被拿开。
As you see on the screen, look with me again as we read verses 5 and 6. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened and the deaf unstopped. Then will the lame leap like a deer and the mute tongue shout for joy. Water will gush forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert.
第六节讲到就话，那时瞎子嘅眼必睁开，聋子嘅耳必开通。那时驼腿嘅心会像鹿，哑嘅舌头都能够歌唱。旷野嘅会有出水，沙漠嘅都有河涌流。Let
me also point to your attention again the latter part of verse 9 and the beginning of verse 10.
亦都系喺个第9节同第10节都有讲到。
I'm reading from the New International Version, but only the redeemed will walk there, and those the Lord has rescued will return.
哇,到时这个,他说耶和华救赎的民必可以归回。
And that's the key word, return, which means come home. Come home from your exile.
里面所有的经文最重要的那个字眼就是说，这些救赎的民是最终的得到归回，就是说这个归回意思就是说，讲到他们被放逐之后，能够回到家。
If you're familiar with the Bible, you'll know that coming home, coming out of exile is one of the great, great themes of the Bible.
但是你熟悉圣经的时候，你知道就是说，是放逐之后能够归回自己的国土，是一个很
We fellow human beings long, we long to be home.
我们作为人的，我们很想去归回，去回家。
Did you know that every human being is actually in exile spiritually? We're homeless.
但是知不知道，其实我们作为基督徒，我们每一个基督徒，其实我们在圣灵，我们在属灵当中，我们是无家可归的。
What does it mean to be spiritually homeless or spiritually in exile?
这是什么意思呢?作为基督徒,我们在灵命上,我们是无家的,或者是被放逐。
Well, if you were with us 2 weeks ago, you already know that we need to know what home is to understand that.
我哋要知道咩叫屋企，咩叫家，先能够明白嘅意思。
To be home is a place that doesn't drain you.
一个家，一个屋，即意思即系话系嗰个地方唔会令到你好疲乏。
To be home means it's a place that nourishes, strengthens you.
一个家，你属于个家，能够帮助你去成长，帮助你喂养，俾到你健康，俾到你嘅力量。
It's because everything at home fits you because you made it to fit you. It suits you.
因为话一个家能够去俾到你一个安息，一个舒服嘅地方。
And as we said last time, that's why it's so hard for us to be on the road, being traveling, because we're away from home.
So, 当我们说要去旅行的时候，去住在一些地方不是你自己家的时候，你觉得有少少都是始终是不太舒服。
You know that better than I, right? A homeland, a home place is a place you don't struggle. You don't struggle to understand the language of the people.
我都觉得好像就算怎样的地方都好，旁人都说就算是农场都不及狗斗，就算怎样的地方都是家最舒服。
You see, the landscape might delight you because you're home, you're familiar with it.
无论那个地方多漂亮都好，但是始终不是你家。
Even the food, the customs, they make sense to you. You're comfortable with them.
就算你去那个地方，那些食物是很好吃，或者是当地的食物是很好，很漂亮。
But in contrast to that, literal homelessness is brutalizing.
但是相反的，就是说当一个人是无家的时候，是很惨。
Just place yourself in the shoes of a homeless person. Sleeping in the streets, sleeping in the subway, sleeping on a park bench.
用我自己去套用，譬如话谂下，既然自己系一个露宿者，佢系冇一个家，佢系瞓喺个街度，或者瞓喺个 subway 度，或者瞓喺个公园当中。
And imagine that day after day after day, you're experiencing that.
你试谂下，就系话一个流浪者，佢每日嘅都系唔能够有一个家。
Of course, that's destructive. It's destructive. You will break down. You can't handle that physically.
我们肉体上觉得很辛苦，很困难。
And that will wear you down emotionally, socially as well.
不单让我们没有一个家的时候，不单只是身体上令到我们会疲乏，是心灵上或者属灵上都受影响。
And as you see on the screen on that slide before you, we're living in a world that doesn't fit. That doesn't fit us. It doesn't fit our deepest desires.
你真的看到就说现在我们所处的世界其实都不能够去满足我们对内心最终的满足的渴望。
That's why the Bible focuses on that theme of exile. We all feel homeless.
所以圣经就着重睇就话，我哋其实喺个内心入边，我哋属灵上系其实系无家可归。
We're characterized by a sense that this world doesn't fit us。
就俾我感觉到就系话，其实呢个当中我所住嘅世界其实唔能够去满足我哋。
You're trying your best to fit in, but as if you think about it, you're alienated. This is not your home.
无论我们怎样的 去看这个世界或者融合这个世界当中，但其实我们在这个世界当中，我们只是一个寄居者。
And that theme comes out in the nativity scene, those famous verses in the Gospels about why Christmas is so brutal.
所以就当我们看圣经的时候，圣经就着重去看，就说为什么这个圣诞节的福音当中是为什么是这么的残酷呢？
Because as we pointed out 2 weeks ago, if you were with us, what do you see in the nativity scene? Rejection. You see everything that's wrong with this world.
就说当我们两个礼拜星期之前去看这个圣经的时候，就看到说当耶稣出世的时候，那个地方，那个当时的时间，很多东西都是有问题，是错。
Mary and Joseph, they were forced.To be traveling. They were forced to be away from home, even when she's got to give birth.
瑪利亞同埋約瑟佢哋被迫要去離開自己嘅地方，嚟被迫嘅要去遷離。
Because Caesar Augustus, the person of power, said to all, you must return to your ancestral town to register, because I don't want another king to be born.
因为当时的王奥古斯他听到人家的说话，就所以他下令就天下所有的人要去报上他们的名册，而这个王他不想这个地方有所有的什么听到的王去影响到他。
Because the biblical narrative of the birth, right? What is it? It's a power struggle, right? The powerful emperor, Caesar Augustus, he's afraid. He doesn't want a rival. He doesn't want to lose power.
因为就是为当时的奥古斯的王，他不想有听到说这个所谓的王会影响到他的王位，所谓的王会能够夺到他的王位。
He wanted this prophetic king of the Jews dead.
他就是想这个所听到的这个话，所谓的犹太人的王，他想要死。
And that's why he put out the census saying, you got to register, got to go to your ancestral town, and Mary and Joseph were caught up into that.
所以当时个王就下令这个旨意，就说所有的人要报名，那就希望能够透过这个报名的名册，
捉
到这个所谓的王。
There was no room anywhere for Mary and Joseph. It's not like they're just tired from traveling. She's got to give birth. There's no room for her anywhere.
所以当时的时间，所以玛利亚和约瑟他没有一个地方能够去歇脚。更加的，当时玛利亚是怀孕，没地方去生产。
And so Mary, Joseph, they're forced to give birth to the Christ where animals live.
所以最终的最后的就是说，玛利亚和约瑟他们最后就在一个马槽当中，要去将耶稣去出世。
No epidural, no sanitary gloves, no medical professionals, not even a bed in sight.
就说当时的地方是一个马槽，没药，没手套，没医护人员，更加连床都没一张。
And as I said last time,your pediatrician will inform you, you keep your newborn away from animals.
就说更加的就小孩出世的时候会跟动物会在一起。
Because there's a lot of germs around. It's very unsanitary.
就说会是很污糟，因为是在动物的旁边。
And that's where Jesus is laid.In an animal trough where animals feed.
所以就说当时耶稣基督就是在一个马槽当中，在这些污糟的地方去出世。
It's so obvious. This scene is depicting what's wrong with this world. Don't you see it?
就说当时看到这个情况，就是说看到这个世界是怎么去怎么差，怎么拒绝。Yes, okay,
and it's described, it's laid out before us in the Word of God because it shows us why Jesus had to come into the world. And that's how Jesus the Messiah is going to bring us salvation, his rescue, his restoration plan.To this broken world.
所以就睇就话当时嘅地方几咁破坏，几咁嘅问，几多嘅问题。但耶稣基督仍然都系嚟到呢个世上，佢系呢个尼赛亚，将佢去降生，去将呢个救恩去带到嚟嘅拯救呢个破坏嘅世界当中。
And in case you haven't connected the dots, Christmas is just the beginning, a foreshadowing of the rest of the suffering servant's life.
而圣诞节只是这个救恩的只是一个开头，因为他的人生他的生命当中更加去带出这个救恩。
So that brings you up to part two, which I'd like to point to your attention. If home from Exiles what Christmas is about? What are four practical things you need to keep in mind about this?
So, if the Christmas
As you see on the screen, first, Jesus came to earth and became weak. And what that means, he gave up. He gave up his rights. He gave up his glory and his right to self-determination. And there's no better place that describes that than Philippians 2, verses 6 to 8.
而在腓立比書第二章六至八節，佢講到。Now,
this is from the English Standard Version, verse 6, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, verse 7, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. Verse 8, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
腓立比书第二章六至八节讲就话，他本有神嘅形象，不以自己与神同等为强对的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己谦卑，全心顺服，以至于死。
Do you see why Philippians 2 is such a great passage for Christmas? Because Jesus, even though he was equal with God, he's God the Son, he didn't hold on to it. He came to earth and humbled himself and took on human flesh and became a servant.
但而嘅反而佢係去自己去謙卑，去取咗一個奴仆嘅身嘅形象嚟睇個世界。
In other words, he didn't stay in charge.
意思即係話佢冇話要去做一個王。
He didn't stay in the driver's seat. He became a servant. He gave up his rights.
就話佢自己去放低佢嘅權，佢願意嘅謙卑成為奴仆。
He gave up his glory.
他放低自己的榮耀。
And believe it or not, if that's how he saved us, that's the only way for you and I to connect to that salvation.
就說若然你相信這樣的話，若然耶穌基督就用這個方法的時候，就說我們所謂要謙卑的，就唯一一個方法能夠得到這個拯救。
In contrast, other religions basically say the way you're saved is you summon up your strength, live a good life, then God blesses you.
但其他宗教反而跟我们讲就说，不是，我们应该要鼓起我们的勇气，鼓起我们的能力，我们要活出一个好的生命。
Christmas actually tells you that Christianity says the opposite of that.
但反而基督教告诉我们，我们应该相反，不是这样。
The gospel tells you, we can never rise up enough. We're so bad that God had to come down to save us. He had to come down and do what you could not do for yourself.
就是他自己要神，他自己要亲自嘅落嚟去做一啲事，就话我哋自己，我哋人系做唔到嘅。He
comes down and becomes weak.
佢嚟呢个世界上，佢谦卑。And
you can see that even in the nativity scene.
就话甚至系睇到佢点样去谦卑嘅喺个马槽嘅降生。How
brutal! How brutal that scene is, right? Rough handling, rejection.
他就说他这么谦卑，他在马槽出世，是对他的，是多么的残酷。
And the only way you and I can connect to this God and this salvation plan is to do really the same thing.
所以话我哋唯一嘅方法，我哋同神有个关系，我哋唯一嘅方法，我哋能够有得取嘅救恩。
The Bible calls that repentance.
咩方法？就唯一嘅方法就系话我哋人系需要去悔改。
And that's on the next slide, on slide four. Repentance and faith is not, repeat, not pulling yourself together and living a better life. And then God blesses you.
悔改的意思不是说我们要去悔改，我们通过信心去将我们自己去做好，而活出一个更好的生命，神就祝福我们。
You
know why repentance is so hard? Repentance of faith is admitting how weak spiritually you are.
悔改意思就是说我们要去承认我们自己是多么软弱。
Who wants to do that? It's admitting you're spiritually bankrupt.
誰願意是自己這樣去承認自己是軟弱？誰人會承認自己在一個屬靈當中是崩潰的呢？
It's humbly saying, I am a sinner. I have no hope unless you give me, God, your mercy.
我們悔改的意思就是說，我們自己承認我們是一個罪人，我們是除了去給有神的憐憫之外，
That means you give up your rights.
意思就是说我人,我自己都要去放低我自己的权。
You rely utterly, completely on God.
我们是完完全全的依赖耶稣基督。
You know, this world we live in, especially in a place like New York City, a secular city, is all about self-esteem. It's all about self-esteem.
我们活在这个世界上，更加的我们活在这个纽约市当中，我们所讲的，我所相信的，就是我们要有一个自尊。You
are constantly bombarded by the world about self-promotion.
我们经常被这个世界去影响，告诉我们怎样要自我的推销。In
other words, it's totally opposite. Opposite of the gospel.
相反就是完全全的，同我们所相信的基督教所教导我们的相反。
Self-esteem, self-promotion, that's not about admitting you're a sinner.
我们要讲我们有自己有尊严，自己有自尊，有一个自我推销，是完全全的，同我们所相信的基督教，我们要谦卑，是完全的相反。
The world doesn't tell you to examine yourself, look at all your flaws.
这个世界告诉我们，不是告诉我们，叫我们为什么，这个世界告诉我们，不是告诉我们，我们应该要去看我们自己的生命，看我们自己的弱处，我们的坏处。
No, the world says cover up your warts. Use your Photoshop.
这个世界反而相反，就说我们要去遮盖我们所不好，我们的坏处。
Make sure that little part of your nose that you don't want anybody to see doesn't look like that anymore.
我们影相的，我们影完相之后呢，边度不好看的，我们会去修改修图。
That's the way of the world. Hide your warts.
这个世界都一样，就说我们去遮盖我们的弱处，遮盖我们的坏处。
And so in the world's eyes, when you hear what Christians have to do in order to connect to Jesus and his salvation plan, admitting you're a sinner, giving up your rights, they said, forget it. It's brutal.
所以说当一个人在这个世界当中听到说基督教的是完全的相反，基督教要我们去看我们自己的坏处，自己要谦卑，和这个世界所教导的是完全不同。
The world says, if you give up your rights, if you admit you're a sinner, you're pathological, you're unhealthy.
这个世界告诉我们，若然我们自己看我们的缺点，我们不去遮盖我们自己的缺点的时候，我们对我们的生命其实很大影响。
I used this illustration before, but just think about the quote-unquote brutality of surgery.
我们做个例子，譬如说我看到一个做手术当中的创伤。
Right, you don't go to your surgeon, your doctor, and say, I have a problem, I need to be healed, but you know, I don't want you to cut me open.
譬如说，做个例子，譬如说，我们有个问题，我们呢，不会说去问同一个手术师讲话。 我有病，我需要医治，但我唔想你开刀去医治我。
You know, doctor, I don't want to see any blood and guts. You know, it doesn't work that way, right?
你唔会话同医生讲就话，我想得到医治，我想就得到呢个嘅补翻条命，但系咧，我唔想见到有血，我唔想见到有个创伤，但系你唔会咁样讲噶。
Because in a sense, surgeons brutalize you, but they brutalize you skillfully.
但系其实一个手术师去做手术。佢哋係要同你開刀，但係開刀嘅刺割係其實好有技術。
Right? The surgeon quote unquote brutalizes you only to the degree and only in the way that you need in order to be healed, in order to get better.
因為手術師佢看你開刀，個開刀嘅方法、開刀嘅手嘅切割係足夠啱啱夠，能夠去醫治你，去將你唔好嘅嘢攞走。
And repentance and faith is just like that.
而我哋人嘅悔改都系差唔多咁样。
It is brutal, and you see it in Jesus. Jesus was brutalized.
悔改系好似好残暴，耶稣基督都系被残暴。
From the very beginning, as how he was handled, it's so rough.
就算耶稣基督睇到佢点样出世。在马槽当中，已经佢嘅出世已经系被好残暴。
You must daily practice repentance and faith。
所以我哋做基督徒，我哋需要每一日去学习去悔改。
That means you don't coddle yourself like the world tells you to。
所以让我作为基督徒嘅，我哋唔好似喺世界当中话俾我哋知，我哋只系咧去保护我自己。
You don't buy into the lie the world says. You always have to feel good about yourself.
我哋唔会跟从呢个世界话俾我哋知话啊，我要咧几时都要觉得好嘅。
You don't have to hear how great you are as you tell yourself or you want others to tell you about.
我哋唔需要成日听到话咧，人哋话俾我知几咁好，我系几咁好。
Because that's not how God's salvation plan was accomplished.
这个不是救恩是这样去教导我们。
And that's not how you and I connect, how you connect to that salvation plan.
而我们作为基督徒的也都不是这样的跟这个救恩去联系。
And Christmas tells you that.
而这个圣诞节告诉我们。
Now the second practical application is on slide 5. As you see there,
第二个我们需要学习的
The exile Christmas narrative is to be willing to be rejected by people around you because you, Christian, identify yourself with Jesus.
而第二样我哋要学习嘅就系话，若然我哋系认同我哋同耶稣基督嘅时候，喺个圣诞节嘅当中，你系要愿意嘅，可能会被人哋拒绝。
And that means you need to display a public faith.
意思即系话，我哋需要喺个公众众人面前去承认我哋嘅信心。
That means you and I must be winsome, respectful, gracious, and humble.
意思即系话，我哋需要嘅去谦卑，我哋需要有一个怜悯，我哋需要有呢个嘅有咁嘅心去对人。
You must identify yourself to the world as a follower
of Jesus. 我哋承认自己系基督徒。
In short, identify publicly with Jesus the Christ.
我哋承认自己系基督徒，我哋系跟随耶稣基督嘅。我哋喺众人面前系咁有咁嘅信心。
Now that's a tough thing to do in a place like New York City.
但喺个纽约市一等当中，我哋好好难去做到。
Because when I did that in the secular world at work in corporate America, I was shunned.
但原来在纽约市当中，原来我在工作上面，我们在众人面前承认我自己是基督徒，可能别人会笑我们。
Because the world doesn't want to hear that.
因为这个世界不想听到这样。
They don't want to hear the fact that you've got to be humble and you've got to give up your rights and follow Jesus.
这个世界告诉我们，我们觉得我自己不想去谦卑，我们不想的要被人抵低。
Jesus saves you through profound rejection.
但是耶稣基督就是这样拯救我们。
More profound than anybody here is going to ever experience.
耶稣基督他是被拒绝，是多过我们任何人会被拒绝的经验。
Let me ask you, do you know why he was rejected?
你知道为什么耶稣基督被拒绝呢？
It's because he identified with you and me and every Christian.
为什么世界上的人去拒绝耶稣基督呢？因为耶稣基督他自己认同，他自己是认同他是跟我们一起。
So let me ask you, how do you respond to someone who saves you through costly rejection?
既然有人是愿意的去自己谦卑跟你一起这样的被人拒绝，你有什么感受呢？你怎么去面对呢？
You say he's my savior. You identify yourself with him.
你会说，既然那个人都愿意的跟我一起的谦卑，愿意的都被人拒绝，那个是我的救护者。
It's in your name, Christian, Christ, and
我作为基督徒就有基督徒的意思嘅，就咁解。
So you have to be willing to publicly have a faith and risk rejection.
所以我作为基督徒嘅，我哋要喺众人面前要去有一个信心去承认，我哋系跟从主耶稣基督，而会系会受到别人嘅拒绝。
The third practical application is on slide 6. How do you respond to the fact that Jesus was so concerned about spiritually homeless people like us?
第三样我哋要学习嘅就系话，耶稣基督点解佢咁去关注我哋呢班嘅属灵上无家可归嘅人咧
？Right, nobody forced Jesus to come. He was willing. He was willing to identify himself with us.
佢冇去被逼嘅去嚟呢个世界上。耶稣基督他自己谦卑，他自己愿意的来这个世界上被人去拒绝。
Imagine that. He's willing to be brutalized. He's willing to go through what we go through.
他自己是他自己去愿意来这个世界上被对这个践踏，他自己愿意的来这个世界上被人去拒绝。
And because Jesus identifies with us who are spiritually homeless, we ought to identify with those who are marginalized in society.
耶稣就是他自己能够去谦卑的 他自己去照顾这个世界上这些被人拒绝的人，我们都是应该要一样的，怎样去照顾这个世界上这个社会上当中被拒绝的人。
Of course, homelessness is a big problem, right?
当然的，在这个地方上留宿者的问题是很严重。
But you know, not everyone who's homeless was irresponsible, there's often neglect or injustice placed upon them.
有些露宿者受到可能是不公平的对待。
Have you ever seen, been to some of the lower income housing projects? Look at the conditions there. Just look at them.
有没有试过去经过一些的住得好差嘅地方嘅人，佢所住嘅地方系点嘅几多个问题咧
？We identify with those treated unfairly, unjustly, because Jesus was treated unjustly.
当我哋去睇到呢个地方上多人嘅好多人都系唔公平嘅对待，我哋都要去睇咧，就话耶稣基督佢自己嘅都系被不公平嘅对待。
That means we work towards justice and equity.
所以就话我哋要去公平嘅去学习。
We want justice.
我哋好想有一个公平。
You know, if Jesus was born in a stable, an animal stable, then we should care. We should care about those in need.
知唔知就系话，如果连耶稣基督嘅都系喺个马槽降生，我哋都需要嘅去照顾、去关心呢个世界上有需要嘅人。
But we shouldn't do it in a patronizing, belittling, non-maternalistic way.
但我哋所做嘅，我哋要去咁样做嘅，唔系话因为我哋去睇低佢哋。
Do you know how demeaning it is when you can't find work?
你知唔知道一个人能够揾到一份工作，其实几咁惨咧
？How would you feel if you were treated unjustly and paid inadequately？
若然一个人去做工，但系得唔到应该得嘅工价，嗰个人嘅感受系点咧
？You weren't paid for your work fairly. How would you feel？
一个人去做工，但系得唔到佢应该做嘅所嘅工钱。嗰人嘅感受，内心嘅感受系点咧
？How will fairness happen？
咁有冇公平咧
？Well, you got to speak up。
就话我哋需要去讲出嚟。
You have to be an advocate。
我哋需要嘅为嗰啲人去开声。
You have to identify and be a solution to the problem。
我哋需要嘅系成为呢啲问题当中嘅答案。
Maybe you believe in God and maybe you're a good person, but let me ask, what's the main thing you're living for？
我哋可能系相信神，我哋可能系觉得自己一个好嘅人，但系其实我睇我内心入边，究竟我哋为着乜嘢而去生活咧
？Ask yourself that this Christmas season. What is the main source of your significance and security？
我哋问我自己就话喺我人生嘅生命当中有乜嘢系比到我人生最重要嘅，系比到我哋人生当中有一个嘅安全感咧
？Of course, you need a job, need a career, right, to sustain yourself, to supply things for your family. Of course，
当然嘅，我哋需要有金钱，因为我哋需要有金钱嘅去生活，去维持我哋嘅家庭。
But if you make that the ultimate thing in your life，you're going on the road to destruction.
但若然我哋只系为着钱系而去生活，而钱系充满咗我哋嘅思想嘅时候，我哋嘅生命会崩溃。
Because you'll find in the end it's not enough. It is not enough. You were made to worship God. You were made for something greater.
但系就话若然点样去赚嘅时候，你觉得系唔足够，因为其实我哋人嘅生命，我哋被创造嘅。应该为着神而活。
Maybe you're quite satisfied because you're making, you have a good career, making a lot of money.
可能我哋自己会好满足，因为我哋揾到个好嘅工作，我哋揾到个钱。
Maybe you feel good about yourself because you got into your dream school.
我哋能够去到一间我哋想要嘅学校。
It's not enough. It's not enough about for that to be the center of your life.
但若然你将呢啲嘢系摆喺你嘅人生入边最重要嘅时候，呢啲嘢唔能够完全满足你。
And if there's anything more important to you than knowing God, it's like living in a park outside, homeless in a winter.
若然你将呢啲其他嘅嘢，金钱、工作或者其他嘅嘢摆喺你人生入边最重要嘅时候，你人生入边就好似呢个流浪者当中，其实唔系一个家。你是一个流浪者，住在一个公寓当中。
I know many of you are like myself. You like the national parks, like Acadia National Park or Yosemite National Park. You've been there. You like it. It's a good thing, right? National parks.
若然你都好似我咁，好中意去呢个国家公园嘅，可能系呢个黄石公园啊，或者其他公园，你见到呢啲嘅嘅伟大，呢啲嘅山水系好靓。
And it's nice to visit and to live there, you know, in the summer for a week outside, you know, in a campground. It's nice, right?
你会觉得哇，去嗰啲国家公园去住一个礼拜去露营，好好玩。
But it's not your home. If you had to live there now in December, of course, it's like closed now. But if you had to live there now in December in Acadia National Park, it's not nice.
无论话点嘅靓嘅公园嘅当中，但你当去住嘅地方嘅时候，嗰、那个始终唔系你个家。
And just like that analogy, if anything else but God is at the center of your life, it can't carry the weight of your soul. It's not enough.
所以话，若然你用咩嘢去取代神嘅当中嘅时候，呢样嘢其实唔能够去满足你。
And so those pine trees and the beauty of the coastline at Acadia National Park, it's going to be empty in the winter. It's going to be empty to you. It won't be as nice as it was on vacation. You'll be like Cain in the Old Testament, wander, always wandering, never, ever home.
就話你好似聖經嘅歌人當中，你會不斷嘅不斷嘅去雲遊，你永遠嘅得唔到一個屋企。
And that's why C.S. Lewis in his famous Chronicles of Narnia, as he paints a picture of the White Witch, it's always winter and never, ever Christmas.
就話好似路易斯佢入邊都係講譬如話嗰套戲呢個嘅魔幻王國啊，講到入邊有一個白女巫啊，覺得呢個世界係應該充滿著，幾時都係充滿著呢個冬天落雪。
Because Christmas means the great God, Jesus, the Christ, the Son of God, became homeless so that you could be home.
也就是说我们想有一个圣诞，我们想，因为圣诞就代表了一个神，神代表了人家。
Why wouldn't you want that?
就说为什么人不想有这个家呢?
The new heavens and new earth will come down as the Christ returns again to judge.
当耶稣基督再一次回来的时候，会带来一个新天新地。
The lion will lay down next to the lamb, won't devour the lamb, will lay down next to the lamb.
连狮子都会同一个羊在羊的身边。
And as verses 1 and 2 of our text, Isaiah 35 says, the desert and the parched land will be glad, the wilderness will rejoice and blossom.
就好似以賽亞書嘅第35章1至2節都講到話，佢講話曠野同乾旱之地必然歡喜，沙漠也必快樂，有盡玫瑰開花。And
in verses 9b and 10a, if you're the redeemed, but only the redeemed will walk there, and those the Lord has rescued will return.
就話佢話在那裏並沒有獅子。 晚兽也不登者路，在这里都遇不见，只有赎民在那里行走，并且耶和华救赎的民必归回。You
know, God can save you.
神能够拯救我们。He
wants you to be part of the Isaiah 35 scenario.
神都想我们好像以赛亚书第35章一样。But
you must turn and embrace him.
首先我们需要去相信他,
and he will make the difference in your very life.
让我们能够相信他的时候，我们生命才能够有改变。You
see, salvation is God's liberating the soul from the habits of self-focus.
而救恩就告诉我们，就是说我们将我们从前的去自我，去中心，忘自己的，而是反而去忘去神。Salvation
is God clearing away this tangled undergrowth of self-absorption that we all struggle with. Salvation is God replacing all this dark complication with something new, simple, beautiful.
救恩意思就是说，神是将我们入面的黑暗，我们所不好的东西去拿走，而将神的一个简单的
He does that by flooding your human soul with the sense of his glory. That's how you obtain gladness and joy. That's how sorrow and sighing flee away.
而咁樣先能夠將我哋人生嘅內心入邊嘅苦痛、傷痛先能攞開。So
why aren't you letting God save you?
所以點解你唔願意讓神去拯救你咧？
Because if you do, your heavenly joy will begin now.
所以如果你願意嘅去打開你嘅心，而家神會將你嘅永恆嘅快樂俾到你當中。
As you'll see on slide 7, 1 Peter 1, 8, and 9 in the English Standard Version says this, Though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not now see him, you believe in him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
就是彼得前书第一章八至九节讲到就话，你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他；如今虽不得看见，却因信他就有说不出话来，满有荣光的大喜乐，并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。
Why is Isaiah 35 chock full of joy?
点解呢个以赛亚书第35章充满咗呢个喜乐呢？
It's because salvation is not just when we stop being bad.
因为救恩唔单止话将我哋内心入边、我人生入边嘅唔好嘅嘢去攞走。
Salvation in Jesus Christ is when we delight in God's glory and majesty.
救恩唔单止系将我人生入边唔好嘅嘢攞开，而更加系将神嘅荣耀同佢嘅荣美去充满咗我哋嘅生命。
Let me ask you. Do you see how powerful this is? What must Jesus be like if the mere sight of him transforms you from death to life?
若然耶稣基督他能够将我们从这个死的生命成为一个活的生命，我们应该怎么去面对呢？
You know, it's so foolish to hold God at a distance, to hold him at arm's length. It is dumb to do that.
原来你知道这个神能够将你死的生命成为一个永生的生命，我们为什么将我们同这个活的神去疏远距离呢？是不是很蠢呢？我们这样。
He wants to be the desire of your heart.
神是想我们将神成为我们心里的渴望。
He wants you to see his glory.
神是想让我们能够见到他的荣耀。
And you could see glimmers of that by faith now and later, face to face in heaven. You'll see on slide 8, how does God show himself now, presently? And this is why we do it this every week. Through the ministry of the gospel. You can't miss it. 2 Corinthians 4:6. For God, who said, let light shine out of darkness, has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
就是哥林多后书第四章六节讲就话，那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神，已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知荣耀的光耀，光耀在耶稣基督的面上。We
see the face of Jesus as the Holy Spirit makes him real to us through his word, the Bible.
我们就透过这个圣灵，将耶稣基督他的生命去照耀在我们的心里面当中。
Jesus the Christ is an overflowing fountain for thirsty sinners. Christ is a sinner's wealth, honor, wisdom, and happiness. Christ's righteousness covers all the believer's guilt.
耶稣基督他的正公义是遮盖了我们所有的罪。Jesus
is a power to conquer all our sins.
耶稣基督他有个能力去征服所有的罪。He
is a purity to wash away all your filth.
他有能力将我们罪人当中的问题去洗去。Why
wouldn't you want that spring of eternal freshness?
所以为什么我们不去渴慕这些呢?
Christians see in Jesus Christ a fullness to satisfy them forever. You know, as you know, the world's decaying because we spoil it, but God renews it. And we see that through glimmers of hope as we see people converted. Because God touches you with his Holy Spirit, breaking forth into your heart and satisfying you overflowingly. And as our text says in verses 8 and 9, God will restore nature itself. It says there, and a highway shall be there, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it. It shall belong to those who walk on the way. Even if they are fools, they shall not go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast come up on it. They shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there.
在那裏必有一條大路,稱為聖路,看流的人不得經過,心轉為屬民行走,行路的人雖愚昧,也不至失迷,在那裏沒有獅子,猛獸也不登者路,在那裏都遇不見,只有屬民在那裏行走。
Do you see what Isaiah is describing? It's like one of these raised, glittering highways, these causeways that you see.
看到就說,以昌哥說到就說,這個是大路。
And God makes it so obvious, so brilliant, that fools can find their ways. But notice the unclean. However brilliant you are, the unclean will find no place there.
That's the why. 但若然你是不清潔的,你是不是信神主的人,
because the way into this new order that God is creating is holiness. What a picture. You know, you could think in contrast, many famous authors would write about rats scurrying off a ship, spreading infectious disease in a port city. Picture that contrast, will you? Our present world. What we have to do is hold our breath, right? We hold our breath and get inoculated. And lock our doors. But God has a better world for the redeemed. Because the people he's taken into under his wings are his personal responsibility. That's what it means to be a Christian, to be redeemed. Christ pays the admission for you. You get in for free. And as verse 10 tells us in our text, where does that get you? Verse 10, and the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads, they shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away.
所以第十節講就話， 耶和華救贖的民必歸回， 歌唱來到錫安， 永樂必歸於他們的頭上， 他們必得著歡喜快樂， 憂愁嘆息都盡逃避。
You know, verse 10 is one of my favorite verses in the whole Bible.
第十節是牧師最喜愛的經文。
And the NIV gets it a little bit closer to the original. That phrase, gladness and joy will overtake them.
裡面說的就說不同的版本，NIV的版本更加去講清楚就說，
You see, Isaiah is describing God's blessing is going to overtake his people. On the one hand, intense joy will come over you. And on the other hand, all your sadness will be gone.
第二方面就是说,
and that's the fourth practical significant thing we learn from the theme of exile.
无家可归的,
you know, I know you're We're fellow human beings all our lives. You know what we want? We want to be happy, right?
我作為人的,我們很多時候想,我們只是想開心快樂。
But just like having my daughter getting COVID with symptoms, all our lives, something always spoils that, right?
好像我女兒一樣,在過著一個生命好像很開心的時候,但是有一個COVID來到她生命當中,令到她生命有一個改變。
That's why you need to look to God's word, because God says, trust me enough to follow me, and I will bring you home with singing.
但神講就話你需要相信我，你相信我去跟隨我，我會開開心心嘅唱歌嘅帶你翻回家。
God through Isaiah is saying, I will overwhelm you with a joy unbroken, unbreakable.
我会将这个快乐去临到你的生命当中，
and your sorrow and singing and sighing will run away.
而将你内心里面的苦痛、伤痛都会去流走。
Why don't you want that?
就说为什么我们不想这样？
So why are you filling your bellies, your bank accounts, your self-importance? Why? Why are you doing that?
為什麼我將我們的生命充滿著只是顧著我們的金錢、我們的飽足、我們的飽肚呢?
Why is it all about you? Your life? Why?
為什麼我們只是看著我們自己的生命呢?
Don't you see that's empty? That won't fill you?
我們所作為看為重要的東西,那些東西其實只是成為虛空。
So this Christmas season, won't you long for God's salvation? He came.
所以在聖誕當中,你不是應該更加的去看到神這個救恩?
That's what Advent means. He came, but he will come again.
所以說就說,他已經來過第一次聖誕節,而他會再一次回來。
And though that pursuit of joy will cost you everything,
那樣東西,我們會很開心,但是我們生命需要很多的犧牲。
Those who follow Jesus don't mind that.
但我們作為基督徒的,我們不會去介意。
Because they gladly leave it behind and press on towards this joy that will never end.
我們作為基督徒的,我們不會介意去放低我們所有的擁有,而反而去追求這個永恆的快樂。
There are only two kinds of people in the world, two destinations.
這個世界只有兩種人,兩種結果。
You're the redeemed and the unredeemed.
两个结果就是说,得到拯救,或者不得到拯救。
So where's your allegiance today? this Christmas season?
So 就话喺个圣诞当中，你系去选择边一条路咧？
Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for the treasure that's there found in Isaiah 35.
主，我哋去感谢你，用我哋今天嘅我哋喺个以赛亚书第三十五章嘅学习嘅经文。
Help us, Lord. Help us not to be lethargic, saying we could care less about another Advent season.
主，让我哋喺呢个嘅圣诞节嘅当中，唔好系只系只可以过住一个假期嘅咁样。
Give us a taste of your glory today, so we know we are on the road to this joy.
主，让我哋去睇到呢条嘅大路，让我哋去行呢条大路，选择呢条大路。
Help us be willing to put down our rights and to humbly give our life to you.
让我们愿意去放低我们的所拥有，我们愿意谦卑的去跟随你。
Help us to follow the servant king.
让我们愿意去跟随这个奴仆君王。
We ask that in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
祈祷奉教主耶稣名字祈求。阿门。